Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. So, how hard can it be to meditate? You sit still, clear your mind, stop thinking. That's basically it, right? Yes, but if you've ever tried to quiet your busy mind, you may have found it's not that easy. Pesky, persistent thoughts keep cropping up.
With the health benefits of meditation well-documented, extensive, and undeniable, it's a practice many people, from athletes to corporate executives, have embraced. You don't need special training, just a little guidance on how to start. Here to provide that guidance is Jane Pranato-Erman of the Cleveland Clinic. Jane is the lead behavioral health specialist at the Cleveland Clinic Center for Lifestyle Medicine in the Wellness Institute. She oversees lifestyle wellness programs for chronic disease and general wellness. Welcome to the program, Jane. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What are the proven positive health benefits of meditation?
Well, certainly it can lower heart rate, deepen the oxygenation, the amount of oxygen in your blood and body and brain, and reduce high blood pressure. It can help soften muscles, reduce pain, quiet the mind, help a person feel more positive. It creates physical relaxation. There are marvelous things that occur in the brain that with regular practice of meditation. For instance, it increases the speed at which our brain can process things. It improves our memory. It helps us to modulate chronic pain and deal with acute pain, something that's short term. It actually is an anti-aging effect in that it lengthens the telomeres at the ends of cells, which lengthen our life, give us a longer life. It reduces symptoms of stress and anxiety and depression. It helps us respond more positively to life and helps us to actually make positive behavior changes. Those are just some of the things that occur. And when your brain is in this state of peace and calm, your body responds differently. Cells and tissues can repair more quickly. You heal faster and your body restores its energy. Your body needs for your brain to be in a state of peace and calm. It can't be there 24/7, but even just a few minutes a couple of times of the day can be helpful. And this is all research out of Harvard and other places that have been researching this for years.
Okay, so how do we meditate? What do we do? Do we sit in a chair, sit on the floor? And do we have to really clear our mind of thoughts?
The mind is a lot like a three-year-old, and it likes to wander. And once we can make peace with the wandering and just bring our focus back to the present, which is what meditation is, this kind of meditation is staying in the present moment. So doing that with your breath, because your breath moves from breath to breath and moment to moment. So a beginner should start. They can begin by lying down to do this. If they're concerned that they may fall asleep, then sit up in a comfortable position. Begin with 3 to 5 minutes. Set a mobile device for a timer and just gently close your eyes, because you're more likely then to be less distracted by things outside going on. And just be with your breath, even saying mentally to yourself, I am breathing in. I am breathing out. Your mind's going to wander to the laundry list of life. Just bring it back. I am breathing in. I am breathing out. And just be with that. With practice, after 3 to 5 minutes, start moving to 8 or 10 minutes. Eventually, you'd like to go to 15 to 20. But over the course of 3 weeks of daily practice, you begin to rewire your brain for this responsiveness and positivity.
Is that daily practice critical, that you're probably going to reap the most benefits if you sit for a small amount of time every single day?
Yes, for a variety of reasons. One is, you know, practice actually builds that neuromuscular pathway in the brain. Secondly, when you do it particularly the same time of the day every day, when I move toward the chair in my solarium to do my meditation, it's like my whole being goes, oh, now it's time to meditate. And I'm already mentally getting in that frame of mind. It also, it's something you begin to look forward to. That's far more important than doing it every now and then. It's the same as building any other skill that we develop. We do better when we do it regularly.
Why concentrate on the breath?
The breath is a great practice because it gets you out of your head. When we're in our head, we're either ruminating about something that's happened previously that generally was negative, or something that we're anticipating ahead of time that will probably be negative, which causes stress without our even realizing it. So the breath brings us back to the present. It connects us to what we're feeling, and it's a powerful way to release stress and refocus. The long, slow exhale. The exhale is a release. It's a letting go. And the breath also oxygenates your body mind.
We have about 30 seconds, and I have to say, thoughts will come. So what do I do with that? I want to pursue them. Just leave them alone?
Leave them alone. When the thought comes, acknowledge, oh yeah, that's a thought, but I'm here to be with my breath. And bring yourself back to your breath gently, without judgment. Because again, that three-year-old will give you an attitude if you start getting angry with yourself. So just acknowledge it as part of the process.
Jane Pernato-Erman is the lead behavioral health specialist at the Cleveland Clinic Center for Lifestyle Medicine in the Wellness Institute. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.